in Randolph County and from miles around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
For folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27. I'm Jeff, and this is the People Speak. Hope you're having a good morning. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, Jeff. It's always good to be here. It's actually a very pretty morning out there. Sun's shining. The temperatures are moderate for December on this shortest day of the year, first day of winter, December 21st. And
that's true.
This is off the subject of Randolph County, but I was listening to the news a couple of nights ago, and I think it's Saturn and Jupiter are supposed to line up in the southwestern sky this evening.
Right.
I think it was around, I'm going to say between 5:30 and 6, if I remember correctly, just right after sunset, and they're real tight together. This event only occurs, they said, and this is what they said. You know, it occurs once every 800 years. So it sounded very interesting. So I'm going to step outside, and it looks like we're going to have a clear night. And that would be the other thing. You wait 800 years for something, and it's cloudy and it rains, and you don't see anything.
You're not going to be around to see it the next time.
No, and the next time I'll be looking at it, you know, with Jesus. And
they're calling it the Christmas stars. So
I heard them use that expression, and it's very interesting how some of these alignments occur. And we also have another total eclipse coming up in, I think it's 24, about roughly 3 years from now. So we'll be planning for that as part of Randolph County as well.
That'll be following that same path, too.
It will be following a very similar path that it had followed back in, it was 18, if I remember correctly, when it came through the last time.
And I hope we're through with all this COVID stuff by then, so we can all the...
hopefully we'll be finished with COVID, which brings up some interesting points that we do have, or we're receiving the vaccine in this area at this point in time. And Randolph County Health Department, and I would congratulate the Executive Director, Angela Othaw. She has done a tremendous job, her and her staff, working in putting together the plans for distribution and handling and the schedules, which are very detailed. I've seen them. Obviously, they cover a lot of medical information. It goes beyond my expertise as an accountant, but I had seen those, and they have worked very diligently putting those together in order to follow the protocol necessary and the steps in the order. The first being emergency personnel, healthcare workers, then people in elderly care centers, those types of things, such as the Randolph County Care Center. And then, of course, working on down to the people who would be what they call higher risk categories next. But those will probably be a few weeks out yet before we get to those. Mm-hmm. They cover the people who are 60 years of age and older, i.e. us, Jeff, and are those who, have had, other pre-existing conditions, or those who, have known problems that could be complicated by COVID.
All right. I'll tell you what, we've got a break here. Let's go ahead and take that. We'll come back and talk some more in a moment. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. 9:36. This is The People Speak. We're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And Just talking about a few things here. Obviously, the Christmas star that's
scheduled
tonight.
Oh, yes. We're talking about some of the things that are, you know, set to occur. And then we were talking about the Christmas star tonight, which was had been brought on, and which is, I mean, not necessarily Randolph County government, but it's just, which I usually try to focus on, but just an interesting event that would occur. And I'm actually looking forward to it. It looks like we're going to have sufficient weather where we can get out there and actually have a chance to enjoy it.
Well, I just ran out to my car to grab something, and I didn't have a coat on, and it's not that bad.
I have my coat in the back of my vehicle as well, you know, just in case I need it, because I have some stops and places to go after I leave here on some business. I'm just basically in long sleeve shirt sleeves right now, and it's not all that bad out there. It's very enjoyable.
For December 21st, we're not going
to... shortest day of the year, first day of winter. So what we have to look forward now is they start getting longer.
That's true.
And I'm, of course, looking forward to that. On some Randolph County stuff, we have a board meeting coming up. Normally it would be Friday, but Friday this year, obviously, is Christmas. So it's actually going to be on Wednesday morning. 9 a.m. in the courthouse in the boardroom, as where it's usually located at. And that will be our last meeting of this calendar year. It's actually our second meeting of the fiscal year, the first meeting being Friday a week ago on December 11th, which was our first meeting of the new fiscal year. So this will be our last one of the calendar year, and we won't be back until after January 1st. Then, I think the first Friday in January would be the next scheduled one, if I'm not mistaken. At the last meeting on December 11th, I completed my 2-year term as county board chairman, and Commissioner Keena, it was his turn up next, and he became the board chairman. And Ron White, who was recently reelected, a very good person, he took vice chairman because in the rotation, he would be the next one up 2 years from now. And I dropped back to budget director, which I have been for, I think, 8 years now, a fair amount of time, where I basically deal with the finances and the budget, you know, the budgeting, accounting, the operations, the overall operations of Randolph County as it relates to finance. And I took that position again. And then, of course, we had a number of other appointments that were detailed out. I didn't bring the list, but we have to reappoint a number of different people every 2 years, and we did that. And there will be a few more up this time around on Wednesday. There will be a few more to take care of. But through every meeting, we normally have a few. Also up on Wednesday, we'll extend our tax anticipation warrant date, which was set to expire December 31st, but we need to extend that out to March 31st to match the times with the Buena Vista Bank as they're set. So that will be one that we'll take care of as well. But beyond that, there will not be a tremendous amount of new business. Of course, this time of year is pretty quiet until we get into January again and things begin to get moving. So, but that is our next scheduled meeting, and it'll be coming up before long, and looking forward to it on Wednesday. Other issues that are taking place, you probably have seen this in the paper. It has been mentioned. I think it's been mentioned here before. I'll mention it again, but State Illinois, I'm sorry, I said that incorrect, U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth from the Chicago area, has taken a look at or is examining our request for Prairie du Rocher's request for national monument status. I'll use the term Prairie du Rocher. It's obviously a larger area than just the village. But a number of different people have in this area have worked diligently on that and have put together a very nice submittal to the National Park Service, which they turned in, I'm going to say, back in August, September, in that time period. She has picked it up and taken a look at it as an interest. We were hoping that President Trump would have an opportunity to take a look at it and possibly name the area as a national monument. That can be done by executive order. It does not require an act of Congress. Of course, obviously, now every time you look at the news, they're dealing with they're dealing with this stimulus package, so I'm not sure how much attention we're going to get down here in little Southern Illinois. But nevertheless, we try to continue to mention it and keep it in, before them, and continually try to remind them, because it is a very important part of our area down here. So it has drawn some attention. It is being reviewed by her office, which is good. I know it's been handled and reviewed by Congressman Boss's office. So we have some support, getting some support at different levels here in the state of Illinois for it to make those requests and to see how they proceed. You know, we often forget about, you know, where we're at and, you know, involved in it. But at one time, the Mississippi River was the western boundary of the United States of America, you know, back in the time of Lewis and Clark, and Illinois became a state back in 1818, which we just had our, you know, 200th year celebration a couple of years ago. And you forget at that time that this was the western edge of the United States. And there is a tremendous amount of history here in Randolph County and Prairie du Rocher along the area there, and the town of Kaskaskia, of course, which doesn't exist anymore because it was out there and it is now in the middle of the river, but it's, you know, associated with the island and those types of things. Mm-hmm. And it's important to keep that history out there that supports the tourism. I know on the other side in St. Genevieve, Missouri, they are also working on similar proposals, which would make perfect sense in connecting it into one group area, you know, related to the Park Service, and that would provide us much better attention for tourism, which is important to our area, as well as, you know, if you're under those designations, then you're in line for better, you know, better management and maintenance of the areas and the facilities than you currently have down, you know, currently, you know, with just part of it being with the state of Illinois and not a tremendous amount other, it's very difficult to keep the area maintained. So that would help and support in all of those things.
Right. Which, you know, I mean, that is an area that, you know, we want to keep it.
Oh, it's a beautiful area. Mm-hmm. It's a very lovely area. There's very many other areas along the Mississippi running from basically Cairo north towards St. Louis, actually in an unrelated to Randolph County business, but my wife Carolyn and I were actually took a drive, and we were down south of Cape Girardeau yesterday in a little river community. I always enjoy looking along the old communities along the river, which is kind of across Illinois. It'd be on the Thebes side for those who know where Thebes, Illinois is. There's not a lot there. And on the other side, it's Commerce, Missouri. Now, there's not a tremendous amount there. But it's right off the river, and going south of there is there's a large Illinois park in that area, you know, related around the river and the backwaters of the river from a number of years ago, which I, you know, been to as well, and, you know, and drove through. But anyway, we were down in that area, and there's you know, some of those spots need, you know, kind of lack for maintenance, and if you can do that and keep that history, it's a very beautiful area there. And you know, stopped off at a winery and a restaurant down there in that area, and was looking around at the outside of the. Of course, it's nice enough you could walk around outside yesterday, and seeing the facilities. And we want to do the same and be able to do the same for our areas here, and, you know, and protect those and you know, provide some history for them.
Right. Right. Well, I'll tell you what. We get another break. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
Sure.
And we will come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got about 4.5 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And you were talking earlier, you know, that you're going to kind of focus now on, like, the financial aspect.
Yes, back to I had also worked with the budget when I was board chairman there for 2 years before I went out of rotation. And now I'm just strictly working with the budget. There's other areas and other committees that I'm on, but I'm director of the budget for Randolph County now. And I just mention a few things that will take place in this particular budget year that we're in. There's not a tremendous amount planned for it. However, on roads, we had, if you remember, I talked about the bridge. It was about a mile and a half north of Rockwood on County Road 5, and that was replaced in the fall. It started, I think, late August and finished up around the 1st of November, if I'm not mistaken. That project was completed, and the road's now open. There's another bridge north. There's only two on that road between there and I forget the road name there at Wine Hill, the one that runs east-west Wine Hill, which is... But from that County Road 5, though, south between there, there's only two, and there's another bridge about a mile and a half north of that, or about a mile and a half or 2 miles south of Murfreesboro Road, but about south of Wine Hill Road it has been in place, I think, since roughly 1965. The bridge structure is fine, but it is going to be in need of a new deck. We're looking at the engineering projects on that, so I'm not sure if it'll make it in this fiscal year. These projects obviously take a while, but we'll be doing engineering on that one and replacing that particular bridge deck, and that'll take care of both of them on County Road 5. There's a couple of others that are being studied, and obviously there's always a certain amount of being studied, and you have to target them, discuss them with IDOT, get the necessary funding commitments from Motor Fuel Tax Fund in order to be able to do them, as well as other possible fundings from the state of Illinois. And they require matches, of course, at the Randolph County level through our Motor Fuel Tax Fund. But that's the next one, I think, which will probably occur. We're also doing some shoulder work now on Rock Castle, which is the one that runs out of Steelville south down to the Wine Hill Road there that I just mentioned earlier. There's some shoulder work we're going to be finishing up along there and taking a look at it, and as well as some other possible projects. As always, here locally is County Road 18. Obviously, we keep putting that on the wish list every year with IDOT, and hopefully eventually we'll get some commitment on that one, on some resurfacing, but we have not got there as of yet. But it doesn't mean we don't think about them and keep them up there in front before, as well as some other projects over to the western area that we're going to take a look at as well. I'm not sure if we'll get any other road equipment. We had discussed the possibility of another dump truck, which would be nice. I'll have to see how our projects go, because a dump truck commitment to the county highway department's $120,000, so it's significant,
right?
So we'll have to see how the rest of our year develops, but we will need to take a look at that in the next couple of years. On the courthouse side, many of the major projects are being completed. Obviously, with the CURES funds that were available in that grant, and Dr. Keene worked a lot on that project, but by the end of the year, we're new fixtures in most of the bathrooms within the courthouse, which, of course, is very important. I think the fixtures were put in, I'm going to say 1971, 72. So, they're in the 50-year range. And so it's time to be fixing those, installing some new fixtures there with the touchless faucets, where the faucets come on when you get close to them. That's what makes them qualify for the CURES funding, as well as, the hand dryers as opposed to all the paper towels and that sort of things, which require quite a bit of effort. I know we have a project. I'm not sure when we're going to be able to get it funded, but on the very atrium top of the courthouse there are some shingled parts of the roof, which are going to need to be taken a look at in the next couple of 3 years. Normally, the shingle section, it's not a large area, and shingles aren't typically that expensive. What makes an expensive project is it's four stories up in the air. So that's what makes it an expensive project, is getting to it. But that's one we'll also be taking a look at as well in the coming time period.
All right, well, it sounds like we're out of time, but I appreciate you coming in this morning.
Well, thank you very much. I always appreciate having a chance to say a few words, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone. I'll be back in January, I suppose.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Thank you.
2021.
Yes.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again next time. Have a great day.